listening to a Sharesies podcast.
The specialty about New Zealand ETFs is that they are part of our PAI regime. And so PAI is a tax regime that ensures that portfolio investment entity. So again, you can put them together as a group, but that PAI gives you final tax rate, and a listed PAI gives you final tax rate at 28%. So when sometimes people talk about the tax efficiency, and I'm no tax advisor, but the tax efficiency of a direct holding versus a PAI holding, then on a direct holding you could be taxed at 39, and in your PAI, a listed PAI, it's 28. And so that's where sometimes people talk about that differential, and it might be more tax efficient.
Yeah, the tax issue is a funny one, because people always ask me questions about tax, and it can very much vary person to person. So I almost have PTSD on trying to answer people's tax questions. The amount of disclaimers I will give before wading into it, so different depending on your situation. But the PAI structure, as you say, on funds is designed to, it's not tax avoidance, it's so different from tax avoidance. It is a reward, basically, for investing smartly. It was deliberately put in place for you to take advantage of, right? Using the PAI structure, if you are a high earner, it is meant to reward you for taking care of your financial future and hopefully not being a burden in the future.
Yep, and investing in the New Zealand economy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, totally agree. But it is a minefield of different variables and different circumstances. And so as well, of those things that you have to figure out what's right for you. But again, in that education, what we want to be working towards is be able to talk around that total cost of ownership. Because there are, people talk about tax as the big tagline of why you should or shouldn't, but you've also got other charges in that value chain. So you'll have brokerage, what it costs you to trade, right? That's a transaction cost. You might have a holding cost. So if you want to buy an offshore ETF instead of a New Zealand one, then the cost of holding that with your custodian will be more expensive probably. So there are so many other variables to wrap up into, should I, you know, which type of ETF should I be buying?
Mm-hmm. Let's touch on this a bit more, because I was going to ask you about this later, but we're here already. When people look at investing in overseas markets, there can be different taxes on that, right? Is there a difference between investing in overseas markets through a fund manager like yourself versus going direct? Are there different tax implications there?
Yeah, there can be. And so it depends where. So if you're going offshore, let's just talk about two examples, right? If you went to Australia or you went to America. So both of those have different tax, double taxation treaties back with New Zealand too. So even then, the underlying tax treatment of their investment vehicle in their own country will have a different local tax structure, but it also has different implications if you're an offshore investor versus if you're an onshore investor.
So, love this for us.
I know. So one of the things I think, and why we believe in New Zealand ETFs being accessible, is that it gives you that offshore exposure. So if you wanted to do the US 500, could you go directly and buy it? You could. If you buy it here, what are those benefits then? Well, what we've done is we've wrapped it up, and people talk about wrappers, so we could explain that too, but we have taken that and put it into a local version. So you can buy it, sell it here on the local exchange, which means you know exactly what your brokerage costs are and your ongoing custodial holding charges are, because they're local to you in your current portfolio. But also, we've taken out the currency risk. So instead of knowing you have to do a foreign exchange conversion into US dollars to buy the US dollar thing, you've bought it in the New Zealand dollar equivalent. So the idea being that when we're doing it here, then we're going to get access to bulk buying dollar exchange rates, right? Rather than you doing it once on your small value of money. Mm-hmm. So that local currency conversion is what people also talk about in as advantage. So then you don't have to worry about, can I get my tax back or not? You're actually just buying local products here, which are all in being able to be treated in the same way.
Yeah, yeah, keep it a little bit simpler.
Investing involves risk. You might lose the money you start with. We recommend talking to a licensed financial advisor. We also recommend reading product disclosure documents before deciding to invest.